بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Your students sitting at the back, come in front. Join with the subs in front. Always join in front, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we just finished the month of Ramadan. Shawwal also is finished. Today is the first of Zulqa'dah. But as soon as the month of Ramadan is over, finished, then the first of Shawwal, then the Mawsim of Hajj starts already. Now they're only issuing visas from Zulqa'dah 1 month later. But it wasn't a long time ago. People used to go 4 months for Hajj, 6 months for Hajj. And people used to go, stay even 1 year, they should go for Hajj, and they should stay there. But now, times are different. Anyway, as soon as the first of Shawwal starts, the day of Eid, then many of the buzurgs of the past used to now wait for the next Ramzan to come already. So Ramzan had just finished, but they had enjoyed Ramadan. They realized the value of Ramadan, the value of ibadat in Ramadan, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the acceptance of du'as. May Allah bless us also with this, that we enjoy Ramadan so much, as it comes in a hadith sharif, that if my ummah knew what Ramadan was, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. But we find it a bit difficult, like a burden, a hardship. But if with the taste of it comes, then inshallah we will enjoy it. Also, that is one aspect. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when the day of Eid comes, all people are happy that it is Eid's day today. And I get happy that now the season of Hajj has come, Mawsim of Hajj. And this is the time when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala calls all His servants to come to visit His house. That's the meaning of Hajj, to visit Baytullah, to visit the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And really, if we did make effort on our Iman, Allah give us tawfiq, we know the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the purpose for which Allah Ta'ala had created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala has created us only for one purpose, and that is for His ibadat. And here the Mufassirin says only for His ibadat means only for His recognition, to recognize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But why did Allah use the word ibadat when Allah is meaning recognition, ma'arifat? Allah could have said إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ, so that the people must recognize me. But many people who claim the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, they've got no ibadat in their lives. So what is required is that recognition which is with ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that ibadat also must be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, many people, non-Muslims also, they do lot of work in the name of God, in the name of Allah, and they feel that this is all good work which they are doing, charitable work, etc. And Muslims also, many who haven't got ibadat in their lives, may Allah bless us all, the whole ummah, the whole of mankind, with His ma'rifat and with His ibadat. But they haven't got ibadat in their lives, and they claim they got the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, how many Sufis are like that, who claim lot of ma'rifat, but lot of wrong things are happening in their lives. Ibadat they isn't. So therefore, that ibadat is acceptable by, that ma'rifat is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, which has got ibadat with it. So anyway, when Allah Ta'ala has created us for His ibadat, and we have found the ma'rifat of Allah, then naturally a person will want to go and visit Allah Ta'ala. In this world you cannot visit Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Arini, oh Allah, show, I want to see you. Allah Ta'ala said, Lam tarani. In this world you cannot see me. The capacity of your eyes are not so strong that you can see me. That will be in the Akhirah. There Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is that great beauty, that who has created the entire universe, And in all the things of the creation of Allah, we see so much of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. The greatest beauty that Allah has given us is the beauty of Iman. When a person realizes this Iman and he accepts the kalima of Islam, La ilaha illallah, then the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, there is really no greater beauty than that. When a person, Allah Ta'ala save us all, is in shirk and is worshipping idols, for example, or he's worshipping Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a god. In other words, he made a human a god. He took him up, which is totally wrong. Or he says that Isa alayhi salam is God. He brought God down, Allah Ta'ala down from the high honorable position of being God to a human being. And you get saved from that, then that inner beauty you will realize. And when a person makes more effort on his Iman and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, then he comes to the stage where he now gives evidence of the oneness of Allah. The first kalima is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the second kalima is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That now I don't only say Allah is one, I don't only accept it, but I bear witness, I give evidence, I put my head on the block. There is no doubt whatsoever that Allah Ta'ala is only one. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah, the banda of Allah, and is the Rasul of Allah. That will be when a person finds the enjoyment in the beauty of sunnah. So when a person finds this, then naturally he will want to go and visit, so to say, Allah Ta'ala. And when a person wants to go for Hajj, so Allah Ta'ala made it 5 times a day farad for us to meet Allah Ta'ala. 5 times namaz, and Allah said, come to my house. That is the masjid, which is Baytullah, the house of Allah Ta'ala. So 5 times also, if we work on our deen, our iman, and we find that closeness and proximity with Allah Ta'ala, then 5 times a day, which Allah has made farad, then we will come and we will engage in talking to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala, in every rakat of our namaz, He has put Surah Fatiha. The Imam reads, or we read also on our own. And if we are behind the Imam, then in the third and fourth rakats, the Imam reads it softly. We should also read it, but in our heart. Iqra fi nafsik. We should read Surah Fatiha in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala has put Surah Fatiha, and this is a dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. As a person reads Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi, 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 Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi, my banda has praised me. And throughout the surah, it's a dialogue, it's not a monologue, only one person speaking, and the other one not listening or not replying. And therefore also, it is advisable, as far as possible, we should make waqf after every ayat of Surah Fatiha. So that Allah Ta'ala is replying to you. Don't just join it like that, even in our own reading. We should try and make waqf after Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Like that, if we make waqf, it is much more better and superior, because Allah Ta'ala is replying. So 5 times a day, Allah Ta'ala is calling us to His house and to engage in connection with Allah Ta'ala. If we work on our salat, our namaz, and we make it this reality, we will get that enjoyment. And just like any person, Allah has shown us examples in this world, who doesn't like to speak to his beloved, and in secrecy. Sometimes you speak loudly, sometimes you speak softly with your beloved. Yeah, the greatest, the one who has created love, and the one who has put love in the heart. The place of love is the heart. And who is it that puts that love in there? It is only Allah. And for that same person, unfortunately today, when we are not practicing on our deen as we are supposed to, our weddings also are not according to Shariat, lot of courting and meeting before marriage, etc., all haram practices, Allah protect us, all the whole ummah. When all these wrong things are happening, then marriage lasts for a very short while and it breaks up. Then who is it now that puts that hatred of the other partner? Now you see court cases are being, they are going for court cases, fighting against one another. They were supposed to be love for one another. And now when the children are grown up, then more there should be understanding, tolerance for one another. But we see the opposite happening. Because the foundation of it was not correct. And then again, the form of the marriages that we are having, they are not according to Sharia, they are not according to Deen. So we find all the problems that rise from here. So if we have it according to Deen, we will see the great enjoyment, which Allah Ta'ala says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you find sukoon in your partner. Both the husband finds peace and solace in his wife, wife finds peace and solace in her husband. This is when it is done correctly. So like the whole of deen also, if we practice it, and a person practices on the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِنَّ أَعْزَمَ النِّكَاحِ بَرَكَةً, that nikah has got the most barakat, أَيْسَرُهُ مَعُونَ, in which the least amount of money is spent, effort is made. The very simple nikah, in that has got the most barakat. So when a person practices that, he will see the enjoyment, the beauty of sunnat. And the beauty of tawheed, that instead of turning to so many gods, which are false gods, which can't do anything, you turn to the one Allah. And if Allah give us tawfiq and that tawheed, and we all have got needs all the time, and there are so many of our needs that we don't even realize. For example, who made dua today to Allah Ta'ala, whether it's me or anyone, that Ya Allah, keep my eyes protected. We didn't make, but Allah is keeping our eyes protected. It's a need that we have got. Who of us made dua that Ya Allah, let me give me breakfast today? We just took it for granted we're going to have breakfast. That it gets digested. Otherwise, that same food can be the cause of your illness also. Every morsel of food that goes down, the angel, Allah has appointed an angel, and he asks Allah, must I make it a source of health for this person or a source of illnesses? It can be a source of illness also for us. So Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling so many of our needs, which we know they are our needs. We ask Allah Ta'ala. And we make dua. And they are also innumerable. The amount of needs which of us, which Allah is fulfilling, they are innumerable. But then there are those needs of us which we don't even know about. And Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling them. We're not even asking Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is fulfilling those needs of us, which are innumerable. For example, each one of us wear shoes. For that shoes, we bought it. We think we just bought it, they made it. But Allah, in His ilme azali, in His knowledge, infinite, unlimited knowledge, Allah will knew that on a certain day, certain place, my banda will need this shoe, for example. Then Allah Ta'ala made that leather, whether it was taken from a cow, from an ox or whatever, it was stained where in the world? It was sent where in the world? How many machines worked on it so that finally the transport, the roads, you could go and buy that shoe for 200, 300 rand, whatever the price might be. It wasn't just that. Allah Ta'ala had made it. We didn't ask Allah that, Ya Allah, we hardly knew that on a certain day I'll need a pair of shoes. My shoes will break or get torn. Or they will get stolen, I'll have to go and buy another pair. The pair, I find it ready in the shop, I pay the money, I get the shoe. We think that is all what we look at. But behind the scene, it is Allah alone. So that Allah who is so great, who sees to every need of ours, those needs of ours which we know, and those needs of us, of ours, which we don't know, all of them Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala fulfills for us. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't charge us anything. All Allah wants, we must recognize Him. So if a person has this, And if Allah gives tawfiq and we get up middle of the night, later part of the night, tahajjud time, and we make dua and we cry out to Allah, not only tahajjud, which is a great merit, but Allah give us tawfiq to turn to Allah and to beg of Allah Ta'ala. And we realize that Allah is the only doer, and He is the one who will do everything for us. So anyway, all this is with our five times namaz, our daily activities. Then we, Allah Ta'ala loves what that iman in the first place, namaz in the second place, that we even keep roza for Allah's sake. Hey, nobody, roza is such an ibadat which in which the most of ikhlas is. Because nobody can see you keeping a roza. You might be eating quietly, nobody knows. And you are keeping long rozas. For this year, for example, in the northern hemisphere, America, UK, all those places, long, long rozas in Europe. But a person is keeping, and little children are keeping, old people are keeping, sickly people. The doctors say don't keep roza, but a person has got that in him, I must keep my rozas. For who? And nobody knows whether in the quiet you are eating or not. You are there. So Allah loves that roza, for which Allah said, I will personally give the reward of the roza, or I myself will be the reward. And if a person gets Allah Ta'ala, ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. So we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala, kun lana, O Allah, be ours, waj'alna laka, and make us yours. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in his latter part of his life, used to make this dua a lot. Allahumma kun lana, waj'alna laka, O Allah, be ours. If Allah is yours, Allah will turn the whole world towards you. And if Allah is not yours, He will turn the whole world away from you. So we have to make Allah Ta'ala one. So anyway, so this roza is like that. Then Allah made zakat compulsory for those who have that amount of wealth. So that even your money you spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And in every namaz, in at-tahiyyat, we are admitting this when we say at-tahiyyatu lillahi, that oh Allah, all my verbal ibadat is only for you. That whatever alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all my verbal ibadat, you are making zikr, subhanallah, 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 all verbal ibadat, we are saying it's only for you, O Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu, and all my badani ibadat, bodily ibadat, my namaz, my ruku, my sajda, my going for hajj, from Makkah Sharif to Mina, Mina to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah to from Mina to Arafat, Arafat to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah back to Mina, and then again back to Makkah, all that, all my bodily ibadat is only for you. وَالتَّحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ, and all my monetary ibadat, that also is only for, so is only for you. So this is not only zakat. It isn't only charity and sadaqah. But Allah give us tawfiq that all our money, whatever, wherever we spend it only for the pleasure of Allah. So you buy your clothes for yourself, but for Allah's pleasure. And if that comes into us, a person won't spend more than what is necessary. He won't spend on wrong type of clothing for his children, for his family, etc. When it, all my monetary ibadat is also only for Allah Ta'ala, a person will see where he spends his money. That my money must not be spent on wrong things, on haram things. Today, how many things that we buy for the house, how many things are wrong things that we buy? Clothing that have got other things written on it, wrong things written on it. Clothing with murats, with photos on it, How many things that we have got. So all our money, ibadat also. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when this three things the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the occasion of Miraj, when he went and meet Allah ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. Peace be upon you, O Nabi. That was for the first, for all the verbal ibadat. Wa rahmatullah, for all the first, all the verbal ibadat and all the bodily ibadat. Wassalamu alayka. Wassalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi. And for your body, for your monetary ibadat, wa barakatuhu. Allah will give you a lot of barakat. If we earn our money correctly, we spend it correctly, even if it's the amount isn't big, but Allah has said in the plural, barakatuhu. Anyway, so all this is a person must make effort. And then we come to the final great ibadat of Hajj. Now Allah Ta'ala says, you have recognized me, you have found me, all your ibadat in all its form is only for me. Now come to my house. It doesn't mean, not at all, that a person must perfect all this, then he goes for Hajj. When Hajj becomes farz on a person, then he must be ready. In other words, the other aspect is understood, that prepare your whole deen. And from childhood, you should start learning your deen. And for Quran Sharif, etc., Masail, etc. And by the time a person becomes namaz, a person should be reading well before he becomes baligh. Become baligh, perhaps at the girls at the age of 11, 12, 13, boys 14, 15, whatever age. But we are ordered by the age of 7 to start namazes. Before that already, by the age of 9, make sure that you are making your namazes. And all this, others also, Allah give us an Islamic environment where we prepare our children in that young age. By the time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali used to say that by the time he became baligh in the lap of buzurgs. In other words, he was so much connected with Allah Wala. He had learned deen already. And he was connected with Allah Wala that the reality of deen is in a person's life by the time he becomes baligh. He understands the La ilaha illallah. Today we as grown-ups, today we have reached 60, 70, but the real reality of La ilaha illallah is still not within us. The real reality of Salat is still not within us. Because our lifestyle is something else. As Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that a poet says, that I fear, O Haji, that the road you are treading, you are following, will not lead you to Kaaba Sharif. In other words, you are leading a life of a different direction. How can we come to the life of deen then? We are living a life of dunya. Today our youngsters at school, etc. What type of a life? Generally the youngsters. And we are here in the Darul Uloom. But many of us also, our thoughts are in other places, in other things. And we can see from our cell phones where our interests are lying. So if our direction outwardly, we are in deen, we are in a Darul Uloom, etc. Or many people, Juma today, even if they normally wear shirt, trousers, Juma they will wear kurta, etc. And then, but normally, then again, our lifestyle, we have to be in this direction. Then when a person goes for Hajj, then he will realize that Allah, which Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وَضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِمَكَّةِ. That the first place Allah Ta'ala had made on this earth was the Kaaba Sharif. The place that is in Bakka, in Makkah. That Kaaba which Allah has made. And if we look at the Kaaba Sharif outwardly, though it is beautiful with the cloth that is put on it, with the writings of the Quran Sharif, the ayats, etc. But the Kaaba itself is just those big black blocks of bricks which are put there. Outwardly there is no attraction. But inwardly, the people of the world, already people have gone, they are starting to go for Hajj already, and it draws the people from the four corners of the world, from the cross section of society. Big people, kings, leaders, prime ministers are also coming. Street sweepers are coming, rich are coming, poor are coming, and whoever gets the da'iyah, that desire, burning desire in the heart, that person, even if he hasn't got money, he is reaching there. Allah Ta'ala takes every person. So this is the beautiful ibadat. And at this time of the year, now, we are far away from Makkah Sharif. Very few of us may be going who are sitting here this year for Hajj. Also one thing we must realize, on whom Hajj becomes for us, and then it's for, we must try and make, don't delay. Make the Hajj as soon as possible. So even if we are young, as soon as Hajj has become for us on us, we must make the niyat and we must prepare. Though now is a quota system and when your name comes, but from our side, when Hajj is for us, we must be ready for it. And not only from the Masail point of view, but we must be ready to make a proper Hajj, know how to make Hajj, know the spiritual Hajj, know the value of Hajj, that what is Hajj, what a great ibadat it is, then a person will be keen. Anyway, if we are not going this year, but our hearts should be there. Just like, for example, we are students in the madrasa. A person, one of the students is in Dora, for example, is graduating, and for some reason he's sick, he's ill, and he couldn't be present for the jalsa. His heart will be there. He will be thinking, now today they are graduating, they are tying the turban on the heads, they are giving out the certificates. He can't be there because he's ill or whatever problem there might be, but his heart will be there. Like that, every Muslim's heart must be now in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. And we should also think of the different other aspects of Hajj, that what great sacrifices. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his hometown of Makkah, Mu'azzama, just because of for the deen, to spread deen and to practice deen, he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. He left Makkah Sharif. In Madinah Sharif, what sacrifices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what sacrifices. Today we got deen on a plate. We have come to study deen here. We are staying in comfortable rooms here. All the arrangements and amenities are facilitated here. Everything. Ustads are here. Best of ustads. All the kitabs are here. Very easy for us. But those people, how they had to sacrifice. To get this ilm which we are today just eating from a plate ready. For them, how lot. And then again, ilm is not enough. After that, the reality of deen has to come into us. And a person has to be conscious all the time. Not that when I finish acquire knowledge, then I'm going to try and bring deen in my life. No, from the start. Like for example, we are learning about namaz, salat, the masail, the fazail we are reading in the kitab, fazail kitab, in the hadith kitabs we read. Now, it isn't that we will just start making salat when we have graduated. No, from now we have to start already. Make our salat. And also try and correct our salat, the outward form of salat. All the postures must be correct. And then our concentration in salat also. Our connection with Allah Ta'ala. When we will get that niyat which we make facing the Kaaba. Then we will, Allah will bring us that time where we go, but not in front of the Kaaba. Now we are saying, I'm making namaz facing the Kaaba, and we are 8,000 kilometers away. Then Allah will remove the mountains from the way, all the jungles from the way, and you will be standing in front of the Kaaba, which your whole life was, you were saying, I'm making my namaz towards the Kaaba. Allah has brought this day that you are facing the Kaaba. So our hearts should be there on those people on whom Hajj is for us. They should not delay. They should try and go immediately for their faraz Hajj. And if we who are still not going in any case, or Hajj is not faraz on us, but let our hearts be there. They are very fortunate people who are far away from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif now, but their thoughts are there, their hearts are there, their du'as are there. We should think also, how much do we think? And how many people who are in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, Allah forgive us all and guide us all, they are there, but their thoughts are in their home country. Their thoughts are in the politics, their thoughts are in the sports. They are watching TV there, they are all the time, what is happening in my country, what is happening in the world. May Allah forgive us and give us the reality of this great ibadat of Hajj. And during the season, let us think of it. Let us get ready. And then will come Zul Hijjah, where actually the Hajj takes place. And together with that is Qurbani also. So let us get prepared mentally also for Qurbani. The first 10 days of Zulhijjah are extremely valuable also. Let us get prepared for that, to try and keep rozas, make the ibadat of those days. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.